one of the things that people wanted to know was when they, Michael, when you were hired to play Quint, did you guys screen test together?
Yes.
Yeah? How was that? Do you have any stories that you remember about that?
Well, yeah. There were five guys that screen tested for this, and to really and truly be honest with you, when I left the show, they gave me, and I've got it in one-inch tape, all the screen tests, all five.
Uh-huh.
And when I looked at it, I couldn't for the life of me figure out why they picked me, because there were three other guys that were better actors than I was that did that. And I was told later on that back in those days, it's not so much now, but back in those days, they used to take the taped auditions and send them to Cincinnati, the headquarters of Procter & Gamble.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where a conference room of accountants, lawyers, ad executives would look at it, and their choice was always going to be the least offensive to the advertising audience, or the middle American audience. That's why they always had these things. If you looked at their commercials for their Procter & Gamble products, they always call them the P&G girl. So I was, of all of the five, I was the least offensive in their way of thinking. And I remember talking to Lisa about it, that, you're okay.
Who said that you were okay?
Lisa said I was okay. But there were guys that were doing the auditions that we both knew from the theater groups that were dynamite actors and doing off-Broadway and Broadway at the time. And they were great. But, we just didn't know what was going to happen when they put us together, And I think that... it was just laid in such a way that that the chemistry between us kind of developed. But I to this day I've never asked Lisa, and I wouldn't want to ask her if I was her choice or not.
I have no memory of that.
Well,
sorry.
But
the screen test.
Oh, I remember them. I remember them.
Was it an actual scene that later played out, or what was it, just a random scene that they did?
It was a screen test scene that Doug Marlin wrote, because we were over on 26th Street, and I'm just trying to remember which studio it was in, but all I can tell you is it was closer, the set was closer to the 27th Street side, that's all I could tell you. And it was on the side, if you were coming up the stairs, it would have been to the left, not to the right.
Yeah,
and I can't even remember the scene, but
you have it on a one-inch tape?
Yeah, I've got it on a one-inch tape someplace. I've got a lot of different things in storage and whatnot that I have to get to that I've always wanted to put together. I've got Zorro.
Donna's fishing for that tape, Michael.
Okay, well then I'll dig it up someplace.
You should dig it up, because I
can
definitely
hear your voice.
Okay, well
I can definitely get a dub of that.
And that would be a really cool thing to put on our site too. I'll try and dig it up, because I know I've got it someplace. I just don't know where I put it. I know I had it in storage.
Right.
But I've moved so much over the years that, it's got to be in one of the boxes that's in storage.
Oh, that would be